We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So I know what you think, Guru. I know what you think. But I just don't know if you're ready for this smoke.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That was low. You were out last week. Everyone was in. They're going to be doing the pre and post live from the, or the pregame show live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Steiny and Lo and I are going to do that race, that 100-yard meter race. And
No,
Steiny, Lo cannot. Come on, man. Dude looks
How
good.
How old's Lo right now? Is he your age?
Let's see.
If he's younger, you're done.
Let's see.
If he's younger than you, night.
And
night.
Dibs is in the chat saying we're up to something. I'm using Caddy in the shop. You got the pink golf shirt on. But they just called. It might not be ready, so I may be here. And I'll let you and the boss know.
Well, Shanahan's talking at 2 o'clock. I can't believe
he doesn't work for us.
But I can't believe the listeners are going to want to hear Willard jumping you and me as opposed to Kyle Shanahan telling the world that, look, we're expecting a 6-11 season.
Oh, man. Hey, that's what I wanted to ask
you. How can we be any good
you.
With these receivers?
He's 54. So
you're going to lose. I'd have to bet on Guru.
He's younger. He's older than I am.
Okay. Daryl.
Yeah. We doing the Pittsburgh guy? Right.
Goo.
Yeah. I'm 38. Can I just say, I think I'm 35.
But just one thing. Yeah. Can I just say one thing?
No, say it. I'm right here.
And this is all I'm basing
it on. Evan didn't doubt me, but he said he might be leading low.
He was a starting running back in the National Football League.
30 years ago, Kenny. Steiny, I get that.
Goo, don't lie on Evan's name, though.
No, Evan was leaning towards low.
Agreeing that you...
He was leaning, but he didn't... Hey, Kenny, hey, listen.
You're on your own on this one, my main man.
You're on an island,
Goo. I'm not rerun. I got long strides. I'm playing full court. I can run for my age. That's all I'm saying. Low, like, what am I looking at? Robert
didn't.
Hey, I saw Denzel's new movie, and he had pictures of himself 30 years ago. Stoddy, let me tell you something. He looked a lot different 30 years ago. Still looks good.
So did you.
My point is, yeah.
So did you.
My
that
point is, Low being a former football player has nothing to do with today. Okay. He looks great.
Okay. Now, he doesn't stay in shape, does he? No, he doesn't stay in shape. No, Low's, boy, have you seen Low? He's really let himself go.
All right, Kenny, last thing. I hit a home run 315, 315 feet.
And that's not going to help you win a race.
But you don't think I can move?
No.
Look at my arms.
You're delusional.
Wow.
You're talking about Lorenzo Neal.
Now, in 2025. I love you,
You act as though you're as fast as you were at 25.
No, but I'm fast enough to beat him. Okay, listen.
See, this is, okay.
No?
To the world out there.
Yeah.
to the world.
One day I'll get support.
This is where I don't know what to do.
And you're doing it.
No, I'm being completely sincere to all the listeners when I say, I don't know what to do. No, I don't believe he has any chance.
So you think I'd get smoked?
I think you would lose. Now,
so throwing the bowling ball, hitting the softball 315 feet, you've told me it's the hardest you've ever seen a bowling ball thrown. So there's power, but you don't think there's speed in my legs? They're long, Steiny. Dave Winfield-like. I'm not a stiff.
Again, let me address the listeners here.
Dave Winfield, when he
does this, I can't imagine.
I mean it.
It's fun for everybody for me to try to use, solid rationale to try to tell Goo why I would put my money on low. But I'm not going to sit here and argue your great athletic
prowess.
Did
you see low play Dibs? I got it. Like a part of that, the disgrace at Chase, Lowe wasn't exactly Steph Curry's diet. He's lost a lot of weight since then. I will beat him running. That's all. And I'll leave it at that. Harold Carmichael, I got long strides. I'm not telling you I can qualify for the Olympics.
888-957-9570 is the number. And I don't want to talk about Guru sprinting. I really would like advice.
I'm not showing up in speedos.
I would like advice on how I should respond to Guru when he's making an outlandish claim like he can beat a former NFL running back approximately the same age as him in a 100-yard dash. I don't want to sit here and put him down. You, I don't want to do that, but I must hold firm with my belief that he would beat you in a race.
I got you.
All right. I don't want there to be any malice.
No, there's none at all. And Kenny's right. Evan kind of was leading towards low. Let Kenny tell us. So they totally thought he could win.
I just feel bad because I'm the one who played the cut in the beginning of the segment. So
now, why would you feel bad? This is what I live for. It's to shut up haters and doubters.
Again, I'm looking for help here.
The science of your pick is something that was 30 years ago when he played.
Could you beat him 20 years ago?
Oh, no, he probably wouldn't have beat me.
Why would you beat him now?
Because I'm still doing it. I'm playing full court with kids. You think I'm in a real chair running up and down?
People may think I'm kidding, but I really don't. I know what my natural instinct is. How to respond.
So
but I don't want to do that.
All right,
I don't want to tell you.
Before
I think
we get
crazy.
Back to it, if we went to a local gym, do you think I could touch the rim? Because it's getting to that point now. You probably think I couldn't touch the rim. I'm 6'4".
I couldn't care less.
I don't think Bonte could touch
but
it.
What
but
does
I
that
can.
Have to do with you trying to beat low?
I'm still active is what I'm saying.
And he's not?
But no.
He's still working on a farm.
Anyway,
let's go to Brian in Palo Alto.
BPA.
Help me.
What's up, BPA?
What's up, Brian? How you doing, buddy? Oh, okay.
No, it's not Brian in Palo Alto, guys.
Oh. Hey, Brian.
Brian from KPIX.
Oh, nice.
Brian, yeah, he raced low. You got to write up some heels.
No. But at the Niners Super Bowl in Vegas, low raced Matt Lively, who is half his
there
age,
you go. Okay.
And beat him.
Now, okay. All right,
thank
I got
you, Brian.
You. Wow, Brian.
Don't go anywhere.
Brian, so are you giving me a shot or?
Zero chance, Goo. I love you, man. But you ain't. Low works out so hard, so much still. That man is still a finely tuned athlete.
So was he fast, or was Matt maybe not in the best shape, and then that's why, you were impressed, it sounds like, with Lowe?
Well, yeah, I mean, Lively's in his 20s, and Lowe was in his 50s. I didn't think he had a chance, and I would not say Lively was slow. Lively's pretty lively himself, and Lowe beat him, and Matt even tried to cheat. Matt even tried to jump it. I got the video to prove it all, bro.
You got to send it to us because now we can really – this will be film for me. Yeah, I can go in the lab, but I got to tell you this, Brian. I really believe – I didn't see that one. I can't wait for the video. I think I could take Lowe. That's my guy.
All right. Hey, one more thing Lowe did. He literally bench-pressed Matt Lively. So you want to talk about a man who's still in top shape. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, thank you so much.
B, we love you,
thank
man.
Thank you so much.
Oh.
Yeah, got you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, that's what.
And now maybe I should start out with Matt first. No.
Maybe Matt Steinmetz first.
I'll be able to look at this video and be like, okay, he got me. I'm a real one. Stand there, I'll say, you know what? I can't beat that.
Well, then shoot.
I don't think it's going to be that. Because now I'm like, okay, we got to look at Matt Lively and see, you know, the tell of the tape with him.
You know what this reminds me of?
Tell me.
This reminds me of when I first started working covering the Warriors. Give me the drop. And met the great Jim Barnett. We became friends. And then about a year later, he says to me, yeah, you know, I got to be honest. I thought, you know, I wasn't crazy about you at first. And I was like, why? And he goes, I don't know. I just thought you were kind of guy who played Division III but thought you were really good. And I'm like, what? He's like, I just seem like a guy that thinks you're better than me. And I'm like, what are you talking about, Jim? You played in the NBA. I played Division III.
Wow.
I have no such illusions. And
dude,
he was like, nah, I know. I just, you know. Boy, anyway, my point is,
wow,
is over the years, many NBA players have absolutely put me in my place in a shooting contest or in a one-on-one. Right. It's a different ball.
He wasn't an Olympic sprinter. That's all. He wasn't Michael Johnson. I get it. And Brian, you got me a little nervous. But damn, Stani, I'm going to take off like a wide receiver, only 400, and we almost made this happen during COVID. It didn't happen.
One time I was playing Bimbo Coles in a mess around one-on-one.
Tell me you scored.
He gave me the ball at the top of the key, and he was at the foul line, and I made a shot.
Look at my man.
He got the rebound, gave me the ball, came up on me, put his hand on my midsection, you know.
Yeah, I got you. You can't do it anymore.
Exactly. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do.
You couldn't get around him?
You can't. He was. You know how strong that guy was?
I bet.
And then the thing is, if these guys are unreal.
Yeah.
Like if you, like, think of the, what's it called? The triple threat position when you're going to make
familiar.
A move. Well, the defense is so good that, like, you have to retreat a little bit. And the minute you retreat,
it's a wrap.
He comes right up on you, and you can never gain that ground back. It was a sobering experience. Not that I thought.
Yeah, Stoddy, is that like you got Jim Mollet? You got locked up, but you
oh my God, totally got locked up.
I can tell
Mount Rushmore of getting locked up. Bimbo Coles, David Fizdale.
Now look at him.
I'll think of the other two. It's not hard.
The things you don't forget in life, amazing.
It is funny. Jordan's in Oakland. What's up, Jordan? How you doing, man?
What's up, guys? I'm doing pretty well. Cool. Thanks for the show. Always love listening to you guys when I'm schlepping around the city delivering catering.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I got to chime in on the goo stuff. Guru, have you ever hung out with a former professional athlete? These dudes don't become pro because they let any guy off the street beat them in a physical competition.
No,
my dad played ball for being 8 years old. He's teaching me how to hit the ball the other way over and over. And then, you know, I do it three times in a row and I do a little fist pump. Next thing I know, he throws the ball 88 miles per hour at my hip and says, don't do that ever again. That's kind of the makeup of these guys psychologically. I don't think that this isn't going to be like a fun race. It's not going to be field day at elementary school. He's gonna look to embarrass you, buddy.
I get that. And again, man, I appreciate the call. Stani, I'm just telling the people, this is a race. There is no defense. And Lo Neal was a fullback who should be in the Hall of Fame. You guys are acting like he was the fastest running back to ever do it. And Lowe is in great shape. He's stronger than me. I know this. Stani, I can run. And I think at this age, I can beat Lo Neal in a 100-yarder. And I'm not backing off of that. You guys act like I'm testing Michael Johnson.
And I'm just, again, would you like me to react and say, you know what, Goo, now that I'm thinking about it, I think you're right.
Okay.
I think you can beat Low.
Okay.
I can't bring myself to say that.
No, I got you. And I don't want you to, because you wouldn't believe it. But it is what it is, and hopefully it'll happen.
And you know what? And this is what I was talking about earlier, along with you, was our relationship.
Yeah.
And how special it is.
It's growing.
And how we have a bond that's inseparable. and other friends should look to our friendship as motivation for really how to be friends.
On a good day.
That's why it's hard as this is for me to tell you, I hope I never see that race.
Are you kidding?
I hope I never
see it. You saw Disgrace at Chase, which I love. Dibs was an all-star.
But I was looking forward to Dibs getting humiliated.
I agree with you.
Wow.
I don't want to see you get humiliated.
Well, Stoddy, I'll say this. If I look good losing to Lowe, you would come back and say, no, dude. You got wheels.
But not after you're talking like
this. Okay, there it is. All right,
I cannot be that guy.
Even if you get beat by a nose.
Like, dude, I would just love to race him right now.
You're listening to Darryl the Guru Johnson.
I'm being real.
And this is your sports moment on 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I'll tell you what, Goo. We'll throw it out there just because you're the man. Not only, is there something Goo doesn't understand about what could happen in this race? And then here's another question. I bet we got a lot of listeners out there who, played.
Yeah.
Went up against somebody who was better than him and just got absolutely humbled.
I went up against Jay Kidd, J.R. Ryder.
So why don't you then realize that chasm between you and them?
Because it's like Forrest Gump. There's nothing in my – Lowe is not going to hit me. It's me in air and me running and taking off. And at 237, I am still fast, and I'm longer than Lowe.
You weigh that much?
Yeah, I think I can get him, Stoney. Come on, man.
I
could hit your ass across the middle right now if I put some pads on. I can foul you hard, but
that's not a 100-yard dash.
Yeah, all right. I'm still going to the rack.
What if I told you?
Off the dribble. I ain't dunking, but I'm going to the rack.
All right. Yeah. Regulator on the YouTube chat. Guru, this is.
I saw that one, and I like it. I need a reality.
You
check.
Do need a reality.
Make this
check.
Happen.
No, you need a reality.
Okay,
check.
Did I hit the ball 315 feet in the air? You were gone.
I like that thing.
That happened. You saw me throw a bowling ball. You said it's the hardest thing you've ever seen.
Can you help me here? I don't know how to respond.
Close your eyes and say maybe he is fast at his age.
No, I'm sure you are.
Now you didn't say that. Now.
But he's a former.
He wasn't Ricky Henderson.
I think you're.
All right, when does it happen?
Help me! Somebody help
when
me
does
and
it
tell
happen
me how to tell this guy he's a lunatic. You.
So you were never faster than him when he was in his prime. But when does he get slower and you get faster or stay the same? Athlete that you think you are at 35.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well,
does the drop happen for him though?
I could put on the video of Disgrace at Chase when him and Dibs played ball.
That's basketball.
But there's speed involved in that, and I can see off of that, Kenny, this just in my film study, I had action. I got a chance. That's all I'll say.
Dude, I saw Tyreek Hill play basketball once. He's worse than Lowe. Could you beat him?
Oh, he's the cheetah.
Right. No. But he looked awful on a basketball court.
Oh, okay,
court.
Gotcha, nah.
Actually, I've never really seen him.
Oh, dude, come on.
Look, any muscular football player is going to look like Lowe on basketball court.
I'll give it a rest. I do have a Niner question.
Okay.
Stoney, seriously? Yeah. With your life on the line, now that we veered off, and that's my fault.
No, it isn't.
The Niners making the playoffs in 2025. You had to write into your life, that's more than any dollar or any stock you have.
If I had to bet my life,
look me in the eye and tell the people, are they making it? I don't know. That's my answer.
Well, I don't know if the Eagles are going to make it, right?
Well, that would be dumb.
That's the beauty of sport.
No, they're still in their.
My Eagle fans are worried back east.
About what? They're favored to win it again.
Yeah, they don't.
Stoney, stop.
I'm just telling you.
Okay, what's your answer then for the Niners? It can't be.
888-957-9570. If you had to bet all the money, you have to bet your mortgage on whether the Niners make the playoffs or not. I mean, you know I love these. I would have to bet no.
Dude, that's amazing.
For my mortgage?
Yeah, no, your life.
Well, That doesn't bother me. I've had a good 60 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't really care about that.
Can you share with us briefly, Steiny, the energy behind, or how the Steiny Compass got to that, to where you just feel like, not that you want it to happen,
well,
but even with this schedule, they couldn't fedangle them way into
the
office?
Yeah, they could. Of course they could. Of course they could. I don't know. What would you do?
Now, you know I'm not on the schedule kick like a lot of people, because I'm looking at a lot of teams, and we'll have next Wednesday our preview show of the NFL and the divisions. But, Stein, I think a lot of team on their schedule, teams are going to be better and make it difficult and just hard. So I got to do this, Donnie. Brock Purdy has to be and do the most he's done under center for this team.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
And all of it for them to make the playoffs. And I'm excited to see if he can meet that challenge. It starts with him and McCaffrey, but now you got B-Rob, and I know he's not a McCaffrey, but if something were to happen and McCaffrey were to miss a few games, I think B-Rob could hold it down. But can Brock Purdy, Steiny, just take you to the promised land? And that's why I'm so excited to see.
Well, he's not. I'm going to tell you right now, he ain't taking this team to the promised land.
Can he win us games? Like, can he be the reason they beat the Seahawks? Yes. Probably. The Rams. And he might be there on some Sundays.
Well, I think he's as important as the defense.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah.
I mean, he just is. Like, that's the thing. That's why I would have to say, if my life were on the line, I'd have to bet right. him against them because
right.
because they Purdy can have a great Purdy can have a very good year. They still might not make the playoffs.
But and that would be the defense just didn't get it. You know what I mean?
Or McCaffrey got hurt. Mm-hmm.
But now you got Robinson, who's somewhat, not
give me a break. Robinson. Oh. Didn't even hear. Nobody even knew who he was a week ago.
Stoney, eight touchdowns
Please.
Last
okay,
year.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's McCaffrey.
Get out of here. Come on. Is he better than Jordan Mason?
Man. Okay. Well,
oh, he is?
No, he had eight touchdowns. Like, Robinson, I think, is a more complete back. Okay. Now he can catch the ball out sure. the backfield. I got to read this
Might
last
as well
thing
trade McCaffrey.
From
then.
The YouTube stat. And I'm done, Stoney, talking about. I sound you're, like an uncle.
You're actually
Steve
just getting
Amano,
started. Go ahead.
Guru having a midlife crisis on air. And that's how that hurt me. What? I'm done. I'm done. Just let's just keep moving.
All right.
That hurt me.
Let's go to Ben in Oakland. He wants to know if you ever wanted to be a pro athlete. Hey, Ben. How you doing, buddy?
Laughing hilariously at Guru. Sorry.
At what part?
Guru, wow. You know, they say that 90% of varsity athletes think that if something broke a little different, they could have been a pro. Is that you too?
I told you about my arm. I threw nothing but fastball, struck out 14 in the Union City TLC. I really believe had I had a different coach, I might be pitching. Something would have went different. I swear.
Yeah, you're insane. I'm a professional baseball coach, and the pyramid of baseball in terms of making it is insane. Like, how many current MLB players are from Oakland?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you. Nico Horner.
Okay,
one.
Wow.
And that's out of, like, 10,000 people playing. And a professional athlete, the difference between a regular human and a professional athlete, let alone someone who ran for a living, you're out of your mind. Sorry, Goo. Wow. You just have no idea about anything. It's just ridiculous. Oh, it's tiny. The Niners are making the playoffs. Come on.
If I have to make a bet, though.
This dude's really laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing at both of us.
Dude. Now, thanks, now, I'll say that. Now, he could do the Oakland thing. Talk to me in the 80s and 90s and 2000s. You know what I mean? So he can kind of do that right now. But, wow. Stiney, I wasn't trying to make the league today. It was just beating low in a race.
Right. And, again, and I think Ben's on to it, and I think the listeners are starting to realize it. This isn't a bit, people.
Oh, no, there's
this
no
This is
doubt.
Not a bit.
We can go
Guru
hoop it up after
is
the
just
game,
taking
after the show.
To the end of Long Island, yeah. like Costanza and Seinfeld.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's this guy?
That's the problem, yeah. people.
And
I'm
what
walking
I know,
with a guy yeah. who actually yeah. Yeah. believes it.
Think and about the insanity
so,
of that.
So what? I need help.
No, but you don't understand my goal. Just real quick, even if I lose, I win because you guys are going to say, damn, Goo, you got some wheels. It's your age.
Not me. I take people at their word, and you said you could beat him. And if you don't beat him.
Oh, you are incredible, man.
Did you say you could beat?
Yeah.
All right.
I am standing on it.
888-957-9570 is the number.
Dude was laughing in the car.
He was laughing. He was laughing.
Oh,
and he laughed
boy.
At me, too. He made fun yeah. of me. All right. 888-957-9570. Feel free to tell me how I should. Respond to Guru in these situations. That segment brought to you by, ready, Ken? Safeway.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Back to Wiggins.
Yeah, we got that out the way.
Some people saying, if I'm a true friend, I would save you from yourself.
No, we're just going to find out.
All right, we got issues.
Look at Kitty. No, you had an issue with your Niner proclamation about them making the playoffs. Like, you don't feel good about it.
No. Well, see, this is where I like to separate. This is where I like to find out what kind of a fan certain fans are.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because if I say it this way, please, if this is hating, then I'll let you know. I can't exist in this society. Right. So the question was this, and the way I looked at it, it's a literal question. You have to bet your life or you bet your mortgage. You have to. You have no choice. That's it. God came down and said, Steiny, you have to make a bet, and it's going to be all or nothing, and you got no choice. You have to make a bet.
All right.
All right, God, what's the bet, bro? What do we got? You need to tell me whether you think the Niners are going to make the playoffs or not. And if you're right, you get to go to heaven.
Yeah, gotcha.
And if you're wrong, you don't, or whatever. Or we take your house or apartment from you. Under that scenario, I'd have to bet against the Niners to make the playoffs.
That's amazing.
But I don't feel good about it.
No, and I love it.
But I just have to put in total what's going on with them and where they're at, comparing it to the last few years, and that's what I'd have to do. Now, let me pose that to 49er fans. If you get the same question, how would you answer it? The other thing is, can you understand why I might say no? That's all.
All right.
888-957-9570. I'll put it to you. They're taking Norm's house if you're wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and you know what? They're kicking Norm out, too.
Oh, man.
Norm gets kicked to the curb.
Why am I getting mad?
And his house gets taken from him. Are the Niners going to go to the playoffs or not?
They are.
Norm, how do you feel about that?
Yeah. Well, he had a ticket last a couple years ago for him to win the Super Bowl.
How would he feel about it this year?
He doesn't know.
Exactly.
He's like a lot of people. But I'm putting respect on Kyle, on Brock. I'm assuming health. And I think we both did, Steiny. And Robert Saleh getting this defense and putting guys like Mykael Williams, the Nick Martins of the world, Renardo Greens, all the youngsters that are finally getting their shot. I really feel like, you know, Steiny, you could give up a pass. But the old Niners, to me, under Saleh and D'Amico Ryans, when a receiver caught a ball, there were dudes in red and gold right there to gang tackle you. So I can see that, you know, rearing his head. But what have I always told you? A lot of stuff. Sometimes, Steiny, in sports, your best defense is your offense. And if Ricky Pearsall, I'm assuming Juwan Jennings, George Kittle, who now has a blocking tight end with the guy Farrell that they brought in, Steiny. And I'm just telling you, I feel like that can be their identity. And if their offense is clicking like that, they can win 10 games, maybe win the division. And I'm going to give you another caveat on why and how they can win the division and get in the playoffs.
Okay.
Is last year, Shasky shut
me
off.
Well, of course they can. I'm not disagreeing with that.
But Matt Stafford and whatever's going on with his back or disc,
okay,
they are one something going fluke with that away, I believe, from the Niners being in the driver's seat. So I leave all that, you know, into my equation and my formula, Steiny, and I could see the Niners. I just don't think Kyle and the Niners and Brock Purdy are not making the playoffs 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
And we both don't. Like, I feel a way about it, but you said, Norm, that's my prized possession. Along with my children, Steiny, I got to say they're going to make it.
It's funny because when you put it one way, like, Steiny, can the 49ers make the playoffs? Yeah, for sure. What's got to happen? Well, you know, Young players got to emerge a little bit, and they need to stay healthy, and da-da-da-da-da, blah-blah-blah. But, yeah, okay, now you got to bet your house. You got to bet your house on it.
Mm.
Okay, well, if I bet my house on it, now I can't assume health. Not if you got your house on
damn.
The bet.
All right, so
then I can't assume health, and then I've got to start putting into the equation – well, what if McCaffrey does get hurt? You know, that's the only reason.
But you got B-Rob and Garindo and Div Stoddy got me just fixated with the 21 personnel. Yeah. We could see both backs out there with one tight end. And now I'm talking about Kittle, and I mentioned Luke Furrell, Stoddy. If we see the 12 personnel where you see two tight ends and one stays in and blocking, Kittle is just getting his Gronkowski on. Like all that, and he's kind of lightweight done that, but how many times, even in big games, have we seen Kittle not a target because he's always helping the low-line block? But now with this addition of Farrell, we might be able to see your boy Kittle cook more in the passing game. So no. I just, Steiny,
more reason to not have to cater to Jennings.
Mm, no,
if you're going to use Kittle more in the pass game,
very
right?
Very fair, very fair.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that?
Interesting. And we're going to find
the 49ers.
Out next Sunday, man. We got a game. We got a game.
It's a simple question. It's what it's all about, right? 49ers going to make the playoffs. And you got to bet your mortgage on it.
And I don't know why. Go ahead.
I don't listen. I'm about 50-50. I really am about 50-50 on the play. Maybe a little more. Let's just say 50-50.
Then why do you think Vegas, you know, the people in the know or the computer and the money, they're plus 150, the best odds to win the division. What would you say?
I think that's based on a lot of feelings about the Niners from the last three or four or five years.
So they're getting the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, I think they do.
I got you.
I think, and here's where the way I look at it. 888-957-9570 if you want to jump into the conversation. The way I look at it is, if you're the 49ers and you've gone to the Super Bowl, or you've gone to the NFC Championship, lost, Super Bowl, lost, injuries hit you, you're 6-11, you get the benefit of the doubt that you're going to bounce back, I think.
Right.
And that's I got to believe, one of the reasons why.
But Debo is gone. Okay, even though we thought he had a poor season.
He was terrible
I did.
Last year.
No doubt. Ayuk, we don't know when he's coming back. Terrible last year. Greenlaw, no longer.
Didn't play last year.
He wanted to go get a new identity somewhere in Denver. So there are a lot of Hufangas, Donnie. I just stop and think. They had 10 of 11 rookies make this team. Now, that is awesome, right? You would think. But now, what are the rookies going to go do in regard to their production and their job to plug holes and pop like Hufanga did? Because, Donnie, I thought he was going to be something like the next Ronnie Lott for years to come.
Well,
and
why
things
would
happen.
You think that?
No,
because he made one hit.
No, he got off to a good start, Donnie.
Okay.
And he was fun to watch. He got hurt, and then things happen in sports.
I guess I got to stop taking you so literally. Yeah. Stop. Don't compare him to Ronnie Lott.
Well, I didn't.
Please. Yeah. Yes,
I
you
never
did
that during our shows. I'm just telling you. He was off to a great start. That's what I'm telling you. And now he's
takes
not even
terrible
on the team.
Angles.
Well, we found
okay.
that out later.
Ronnie Lott didn't take bad angles. Ronnie Lott separated people from the ball.
And cut his pinky off to continue playing. Wow.
So that's the reason that – here's one. Matt, I'm from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. 5-1-0, Steiny, I bet both my mortgage and my 401k that the Niners not only go to the playoffs, but win the division and number one seed in the NFC. I'll take that bet.
Well, that
so
was
they're
a
gonna,
little
they're going to be the best team in the NFC in the regular season? Wow.
That would be a hell of a bounce. Now, that's good, but that, hey, he's feeling it.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, with all due respect, and I love you, 5-1-0. But I kind of get what kind of fan you are, which is fine. Isaiah in San Francisco. What's going on, Isaiah in San Francisco? How you doing, my man?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
It's my second time calling. I've been listening since 2018. Sorry, I'm eating food, but I'll try to get through this. But I just want to give you guys a shout-out. Like, I love what you guys do. Guru, I love how you dream big. And then, Steiny, I feel like you really ground us, too. Like, you bring us back to earth as well. So it's like a great, like, sweet and sour taste. And, you know, it's like, like I said, I've been listening since 2018. The chemistry has grown like crazy. It's really good. Like, it's like, tremendous. I love that Steph Curry interview you guys did. And I also want to give the Niners a shout-out. I work for Foster Youth UD Care Group. They gave us preseason tickets last Sunday. I didn't get to go, but it's all good. Some co-workers that won the raffle, but just want to give you guys a shout out and have a great day.
Wow, thank you, Isaiah.
Man, that's what it's all about, man. Wow, 2018,
I know. See, that's where
now I need some tissue, man. Kenny's looking at us like we're a nerd.
Curry, nothing.
Look at Rosado got the tissue for me.
Well, I mean, he's right about our chemistry and how it's grown. Because there were times, Goo. Oof.
But see, I never left the studio mad at you personally.
Well, first of all, I don't agree with that. And to be honest, I had left the studio mad at you a lot of times.
Oh, I know. And that's what used to hurt. Like, look around.
It was tough love for you.
Yeah. And on top of that, Steiny, I'm sorry. He just got me thinking, how can we do a show? I'm being serious. And not say thoughts and prayers to the families and everybody affected and impacted by what happened in Minnesota today. That's what puts it in perspective. And that's what I'm telling you. Don't ever leave this station or building knowing the Goo, you're mad at me for something we do on the mic. Come on. Kenny, you too, baby.
Don't make me feel bad now.
Kenny's got a little Evan component. You know, Evan rolls his eyes and you know how you can tell. He's like, dude, we're having fun, baby.
Back to Wiggins.
Dude, what a call. Play it again. That dude was incredible.
No, that's nice. Yeah. It's really nice. 510, is this the same gentleman? Yes, the same gentleman said he bet his mortgage says on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, what seed were the Niners the years the Niners lost in the Super Bowl?
Well, the first one, they were number one. Yeah. The 19, they were number one, I believe. Yeah.
All right. What do you think they're going to say about, and by the way, Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch are talking to the media today at 2 o'clock.
Okay, let's be real.
Go ahead.
It's politically correct. What can you say and what can you not say? But I think they're telling me with these acquisitions of Valdez-Scantling and, hey, Kenny, have you heard anything more about Kendrick Bourne? That's the one to me. Like, or do they really just need these type of, I feel like they're having American Idol tryouts at wide receiver.
American Idol.
Like, just come on, the lucky break. I mean, we're down that bad body-wise, or are they sending a real message to Juwan Jennings? Like, dude, we ain't caving.
Probably both. I mean, again, with Kyle Shanahan, I could see a guy who says, we got to move on. I got to have a receiver in here. And if it's not going to be Juwan, it's got to be somebody else. Like, that to me is kind of who he is.
Man.
Let's go to Fabian. Fabian's in Maryland. All right. What's up, Fabian? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
The way I'm looking at your question of betting the mortgage on whether the Niners make the playoffs is, I mean, I guess I wouldn't not bet my mortgage, or I wouldn't bet my mortgage that they wouldn't make the playoffs. I kind of think it's more likely, especially, you know, you proposed the idea earlier that, you know, it's the fact that they have easier schedule.
Yeah.
So that's the way. I'm not even, like, rooting. I'm just saying if I'm going to bet my mortgage one way or another, I'm betting it that they do make the playoffs because, I mean, everything's in their favor.
No, I mean, listen, Fabian, your rationale is sound, and that's the one, you know, that is the one thing that if I'm looking at it from the side I am would scare me, and that is the good news for the Niners. Their schedule, you can respond right after I'm done.
No, take your time.
You can respond, but you know what? And I've noticed this. There's a group of people out there, and I know who they are. They're excuse makers, and they are rationalizers, and they are people that don't want to really put the schedule's a joke. It's a joke, and you can't tell me any different. And the Jaguars, they might win six games. The schedule is a joke, and I don't want to hear George Kittle or Daryl the Guru Johnson telling me that these teams are going to be better or that it's hard to win in the National Football League. Not when you're playing Jacksonville, it's not. The point is this. Fabian's right. The one thing that would get me to say, no, they're going to make the playoffs, it's that schedule. He's right.
Wow, man.
It's a joke.
But I feel like Fabian and you are using outdated data in regard to...
Yeah, because...
Okay, let me ask you this.
Because nine teams are going to go from 5-12 to 12-5.
I got something for you. Last year, can you honestly look at everybody here in this studio and say, when they went up to Minnesota, you thought they were losing that game with Sam Darnold?
Thought they were losing?
Yeah.
No.
What about Cleveland?
What about Minnesota?
I thought they were going to win by... That the spread was like 8 or 9. All I would say
Cleveland
is
stinks.
Last year, I thought that too, but they beat the Niners.
Okay.
With Brock Purdy, Debo, and like,
right.
So if
they go 7-10 this year, they not only stink, they stink worse than a 7-10 team. Like, that's just kind of the way I look at it.
All right, and I'll do this to you.
Quit telling me that they play Seattle twice. I know that. All and right. The Rams twice. They don't count.
This is what I want to know from you and Niner fans, and I mean it, because this is what had me conflicted. Why did they go 6-11 last year? If you got to give me the number one reason.
You always do this. There's
reasons. The Steiny number one, are they truly a 6-11 team?
Maybe.
Injuries?
That's part of it. Window closing may be part of it.
Poor play.
Age may be part of it.
Regression from some.
Of course. It's all of it.
So, to me, I think injuries is at the top of my list, and that's why
it should be at the top of your list this year, apparently.
No, I'm assuming health. And on the defensive side of the ball, you got a lot of guys going to get their first shot. Salah's back. I think he's an upgrade over Sorensen and Wilkes. But, yeah, Steiny, it's... You're over there fat mouthing. Really not.
Your schedule's a joke. I can't come off that. It is.
So if they lose to Seattle would you come in here like
and say what?
Like I'm asking you, you wouldn't be perplexed because that's a game and Seattle's a team that always plays them.
It's
tough.
In Seattle, right?
Yeah.
Would I be what if they lost?
Perplexed.
No. I mean, would you?
No. Okay. But you come back to the Saints, and somehow the Saints make it a close game.
That's why.
Then I'm like, oh, man.
Right. So if the Saints beat you, you're probably not going to have a good year. But I, you know what? And I think I said this before. I think I may change my mind again. I may pull a Guru. New information, even though it's old about the schedule.
You don't mind flipping.
I may take them to make the playoffs.
Marco Bonas.
I don't know. No, but if they make the playoffs, I don't think they're going to win a game.
Wow. So you're,
because they will not have been tested in the regular season.
But see, I love you with your pace, and
when you beat Jacksonville at home
you can't say
on the
that,
last though. Drive, that doesn't translate to the playoffs. I'm just telling you the way I look at it.
No, and I got you, but you're giving us the critique of a movie 10 minutes in. We've seen this team.
I know who the cast is. Like, ooh. I can see the cast of
the
movie.
There's going to be some new characters, though,
Scotty. It's a bunch of B-listers. I got John Ritter. I got
Furley of the year.
I got too many supporting actors rather than stars.
Nah, Stoney, there's a lot of new characters, you know, in this sitcom or this show that we got to see how they perform. And the bottom line is,
tell me why Jacksonville is going to be better.
Because I believe Lawrence is a better quarterback. I believe they got better offensive line play, tired of getting pushed around. And you got our guy that's playing both ways, Hunter. I'm just telling you, when I say better, not a playoff team, but Stoney, I believe of all three sports, football's the one that it takes a little longer for your ass to get kicked. And if you make some improvements in certain areas, you can make it grinding. I mean, you know, you could win 34-17 and inflict some, take something out, some flesh out of,
and I'm
out of a team.
I'm cooking the books.
Yeah.
But according to you, the reason Jacksonville's going to get better, one of the big reasons, is they're tired of getting pushed around.
No. That was one that I wanted back. But no, they've added some talent. I think their O-line's gotten a tad bit better. We'll see.
What'd you think of their draft?
I like Hunter.
What about their second-round pick?
Yeah, we'll see. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm just
how long can you? You got to sometimes get up from the floor. But that said.
But do you think seven teams are going to do that in the same year? New Orleans going to be good?
No, I said
Atlanta
going to
be good. Jacksonville?
Atlanta was
Tennessee.
Good at the end of last year. They got a new high-shot quarterback.
Do
you believe in them? Yeah, I believe they're going to be better. They could be a fringe playoff team. Tampa Bay.
Who else?
What about the Bears?
Have you seen?
They used to stink,
no,
Stoney.
The Bears are having trouble already, apparently.
Stoney, I've seen enough from what I needed to see. But go ahead. I'm not going against your report.
Ben Johnson is fuming.
He is a wizard.
Okay.
Well, he's Caleb Williams, we already know he's got talent. You give him time. Oh, my God. Their defense, Donnie, just watch. All right? You got another team, the Texans? I mean, they're not dump trucks at all.
The schedule's a joke.
See, all right, be careful. I think when you win six games, you got to be careful playing
that
game.
That's fine.
That's all.
But you're not looking at them as a six-win team. Like, that's the problem. Like, that's where we have a disconnect. Like, if they were a six-win team, then they'd be a six-win team.
But there was extenuating circumstances to why they were sick. How much of that, and I asked you a second ago, was that really porous play? But when you got these many rookies on, you know, the defensive side of the ball, you kind of swapped out a lot, man. A lot of guys are gone.
The Saints are going to stink. The Jaguars are going to stink. Mm.
You don't get a Jags.
The Texans are overrated. The Giants. So they're going to be a test now. Tell me how the Giants are going to be a big...
They might have one of the best defensive units in football,
Stoney. I got you.
I'm just telling you.
And their offense is potent. The Titans. Titans going to the Super Bowl this
year. Cam Ward.
Of course you do. How about the Colts?
I think they made the wrong quarterback decision, but they're no punks, Stoney. Like, I'm just telling you.
Nobody's a punk in the NFL, but it doesn't mean their schedule's not a joke.
But you got them not going to the offs with the schedule.
Changed my mind.
I did it. Put one up for the Gipper.
Now, this is a fair point on the Boxer and Gershon work injury attorney's text line. Steiny keeps saying the 49ers have a weak schedule, but how many of their opponents are going to be afraid of them? Fair. It's fair. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, yes or no, 49er fans, are you making the playoffs?
What do you think Willard and Dibs will say? We'll ask them.
Well, look, here's the thing, and this is why I don't get mad at some of you guys out there that are idiots. It's why I don't get mad at that. Because anybody who knows anything and thinks outside of a 49er
lens,
prism, knows damn well that this year's a 50-50. That this year the expectations are hard to predict. So if anybody's saying, I think they're going to make the playoffs, and another guy's saying, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, there's not that much difference between the two as far as I'm concerned this particular year. So have at it. Are they gonna? Are they not gonna? Why are they gonna? Why are they not gonna? 888-957-9570. On the other side, I'll tell you about the Red and Gold Summit. Big stuff happening next Thursday down at the West Valley Fair Mall, and we'll be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.